the University of Oklahoma's law school will be offering a new online degree from the OU Law School. It's a new Master of Legal Studies in Indigenous Peoples Law. The OU Law School is located in the heart of the original Indian Territory and is uniquely qualified with nationally and internationally known faculty. Tiawagi Helton, of Cherokee descent, is one of those professors that will be teaching.
We recognized that legal education is shifting and dynamic, and that there are a lot of people who are interested in forming relationships with tribal groups or tribal entities, or they already work for a tribal group. So it might be that you're an elected tribal official, a tribal employee, or a state or federal employee that does a lot of work with tribes or an Indian country, and you don't have the luxury of quitting your job, moving to a place where you can get a degree, like moving to Norman, and then going back. And so we created it so that it is largely an online degree, so that professionals who are interested in developing a specialty in this area can do so, and can do so in the context of their own jobs.
So for this degree, you could have your bachelor's in almost anything?
I think every undergraduate degree is a good preparation for law school. They've all got different skill sets, but if you're an engineer, it gives you an analytical framework that's quite effective. If you're an English major, it gives you writing experience that's essential to a law degree. And so for a JD program, any background is valuable. And the same thing is true here. Any bachelor's degree will qualify you for admissions, assuming you've got letters of reference and the like. But I think whatever your background, you can still acquire the MLS degree and then apply it to whatever work you're doing. We've tried to structure it so that we provide a broad survey of the area of federal Indian law generally, and then provide a core set of specialty classes like natural resources or like a historical survey of Indian law and policy or tribal courts or something along those lines. At the same time, we recognize that our students are going to have bachelor's degrees, but they haven't yet gone into law school. So we also want to introduce them to the American legal system and fundamental ideas that underpin administrative law, things like notice and opportunity to be heard and the use of procedural rights as a proxy for substantive rights and the like, so that even if you aren't doing Indian law specifically, maybe you're a tribal administrator who would like to know more about how legal processes work, it's a very effective tool for you to learn about the law generally.
The first thing that popped in my mind was exactly tribal employees, because everything to do with Native Americans, it goes back to federal law.
That's right. We are, I think, almost naturally legalistic. Our leadership styles tend to be by persuasion rather than by authority, rather than by the use of power or force. So structuring logical arguments has been a long part of our traditions, I think. And then, of course, our lives are permeated almost entirely by administrative law and federal Indian law. And so we end up knowing a great deal about administrative processes and about law when we get here, but we never get it in a broad contextualized study. And so if you're a tribal employee, you may have been exposed to lots of little pieces of the law, but you can't put those pieces together in a coherent fashion. And our hope is that that employee will be able to stay in employment and take the bulk of the classes online, interacting with the professor and with classmates through internet fora, but that they'll be able to apply what they're learning to the work that's before them, whether they're working with veterans or the health service or the BIA or any other part of tribal employment.
That was Ty Helton, professor of law at the University of Oklahoma's Law School. He teaches federal Indian law, Native American natural resources, environmental law, and property law. That online degree will be available for fall 2013.